WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 12 days until Election Day, the presidential campaign's in high gear. In swing state Pennsylvania, Vice President Kamala Harris stopped by a deli in Philadelphia for a volunteer appreciation event and thanked those who've been helping her get out the vote.
God willing, we are going to win.
Yeah. Former President Trump denying claims by his former chief of staff, retired four-star General John Kelly, calling his former boss the definition of a fascist who wishes to rule like a dictator. A deadly E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. Dozens sickened in at least 10 states. Quarter Pounders now off the menu in 1 in 5 restaurants. Terror attack in Turkey. Suspects targeting an aerospace company. At least 5 people killed, more than a dozen injured. Turkey says it responded by hitting Kurdish military targets in Syria and Iraq. The Secretary of Defense confirms North Korean troops are in Russia. The U.S. monitoring to see if those troops are used in Ukraine. This is ABC News. Donald Trump's former personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has been ordered to give up his assets, including his home.
The former New York City mayor, who has lost his license to practice law, been indicted in 2 states, and been found liable for defaming 2 election workers, must now turn over his New York apartment, his luxury watch collection, and other valuables to Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss. A federal jury ordered Giuliani to pay the 2 poll workers $146 million. He tried to seek bankruptcy protection, but a judge tossed that case in August, citing Giuliani's failure to provide information to the court about his business and his spending.
ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. An Arizona teenager has been charged with plotting to attack last weekend's Phoenix Pride Parade in the name of ISIS. Maricopa County prosecutors say the 17-year-old was arrested on terrorism charges after he allegedly acquired materials to make an explosive device. He has been charged as an adult and is being held on $1 million bond. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Need reliable electrician services? Look no further than Vans Electric. They've got the experts ready to help with wiring, lighting, and even full electrical installation. Their expertise doesn't stop there. Thanks to their partnership with Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, all your heating and air conditioning needs can also be met. Together, they're your one-stop shop for keeping your home powered, comfortable, and safe. Call Vans Electric at Blue Flame Heating and Cooling at 715-268-2264 today.
Looking for reliable cable TV, telephone, and internet services in Amory? Look no further than Northwest Communications. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, staying connected with loved ones, or working from home, Northwest Communications has you covered with fast, dependable service. Ready to upgrade? Visit them online, www.nwcom.net, or call 715-268-7101. Experience the best in local service with Northwest Communications, keeping Amory connected.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Much of the Badger State is still in high fire danger. In fact, in some parts of central and northeastern Wisconsin, the risk is now considered very high. Here's Brittany Merlot.
There have been 72 wildfires across Wisconsin in the past week, burning a total of 925 acres. Most of them were started by equipment like mowing operations, RVs, and more. But burning debris, even when it's been banned, has still been happening. Don't do it. One spark, even as small as a cigarette butt, can start a fire.
We're getting into cold and flu season. Extra hand washing and dry air can lead some to develop eczema. Dr. Abigail Tao, a Spirus dermatologist.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer. So it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
She says it's critical to take care of that dry skin. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Clouds return tomorrow, high to the mid-60s. In the late afternoon and evening, showers and storms around. Sunny and upper 50s Friday and Saturday. Highs warm to the low 60s Sunday, mostly sunny. Right now it's 48.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, Tom Polsiewicz and I dig into John Kelly's blockbuster New York Times interview. We've got the clips from the interview. Donald Trump fully bear-hugging Adolf Hitler. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome in to Camp Randall Live, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Packed house here at the Woo! Edmonds Transportation Victory Hall. Even Tausch is excited.
This is nice. Big game coming up, big crowd. I mean, this is what it's about.
What's supposed to be, right? Exactly. Badgers winners of three straight, taking on the Penn State Nittany Lions, unbeaten, ranked third in this week's polls, both the coaches and
thanks
the AP
for telling
polls.
Me that. I didn't really look at that stuff.
Yeah, now you know. Now you know. Soon to be 6-1 Penn State if things go the right way on Saturday. 6:30 will be the kick here at Camp Randall Stadium. Sold out Camp Randall's. Under the lights. Is this like Halloween weekend too?
I think someone said that. And then aren't you, isn't there some band that you want to go to before you have to work?
Yeah. Let's get this out there right now. Not out of the way. But
I knew you weren't going to say out of the way.
Let's get this out there right now. 6:30 kick at Camp Randall, but get here early, as I know everybody here will. But tell your friends, there is a tailgate party going on at the UW Fieldhouse. Doors will open at 4. Best part, Taos, you'll love this. It's free.
That is always the best.
Yep.
That always is the best.
Yep. You got food and beverage.
That's even better for me.
Yep, including alcoholic beverages. Yeah. And live music from Taos's favorite group, the Love Monkeys. Right?
Love Monkeys. That sounds like something that maybe you at prom back in the day maybe went to the Love Monkeys.
I'm not sure that I remember. There's a lot of things in my head. And I was a D lineman. I wasn't like you. I got hit in the head a bunch of times. So if I did, I would enjoy them.
Yeah. The only thing that would make it different is if it was the Yacht Rock crew that LePay loves. So
it was kind of a Yacht Rock day Saturday, looking out at the Lake Michigan, Wisconsin, and Northwestern. We'll get to that. But again, 4 o'clock at the UW Fieldhouse, free tailgate, be a lot of fun. Love Monkeys, real popular band, been around a long time. Play a lot of your favorites, including whatever Tausch requests. Mark, I know you'll be over there checking it out. Luke, if you're not doing anything, it all starts at 4.
That's where we're actually going to do our pregame interview is from there.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Knows that
by the way, on tonight's program, a bit later, we're going to visit with Brady Collins, director of football strength and conditioning and apparently swimming, as we go back to the last game. He is coming here tonight.
Really? I was wondering who was going to get the hot seat tonight. I had no idea.
He is on the hot seat. The Badgers, of course, coming off the win at Northwestern after the game. Apparently a deal is a deal. You can fill in some of the blanks, and Brady can fill in the rest. I don't know what the water temperature was. I'm guessing not real
chilly.
Warm. But he went and took a dip. Took one for the ball club, didn't he?
Yeah, with about 3.5 minutes ago in the game, I looked back at one of the other strength coaches. I said, make sure you find a route where Coach Collins can get to the water, because I know that these guys are not going in until he goes in the water. And so as he started to head that way, and I saw the security people kind of panicking, and I was actually standing there with Mac. And he looks at me and says, what's going on? I said, well, I think Brady has to get in the water, because he promised when we win, he's going to jump in the water. And he goes, does he know there's rocks? Like, it's not like a beach of some sort. I said, I don't know, but I think I'm going to stay right here with you, and I'm going to have that plausible deniability. Like, I'm with you. I have no idea what's going on over there. I would hope security would handle it, but, it was going to happen.
It's always funny how little things motivate. And not that was the motivator to beat Northwestern, but obviously the guys loved it. No, and it's, Brady's sitting there and he works those guys hard. So when you get a little payback opportunity, everybody's pretty fired up about it.
Yeah, as the game was running down 3.5 minutes, I said, hey, man, you're going. He's like, I didn't realize that's a little bit further away than I thought. Like, I don't think I can get over that. I said, oh, yeah, you are. Don't worry, I already sent somebody on a tour to make sure that they can find a route for you. So unless security can stop you, I think you're going to have to go.
In your coaching career, probably more as an assistant, at least I'll make that assumption, did you ever make a deal with your team? Like, if you win, I don't know.
You know what? I'm trying to think. I don't know. I'm sure I did. I remember that I remember somebody did one time, and they had to do cornrows, and that was that was Coach Tressel. Yeah, he it was quite unique that think he had to spend like 3 hours one night as he came out for the team. It was after the season or something like that, but I think I learned after that one. I'm like, ooh, I don't know that I really want to ever kind of make some type of like –
You got a
tattoo bed of some sorts or something like that.
You better be cautious because your old buddy Vrabel did that with Tennessee, and it was he was going to chop off a certain.
I think, fortunately, that
they didn't end up going to the Super Bowl. As coaches, you know, you're going to have to pay up on that when that does come about.
Yeah, those are things you got to watch what you say sometimes. Within your own home, I guess maybe you could, you know, kind of ease them over and things, but. As he would have done, I don't know that we would be announcing that right here in this
environment. So relatively speaking, Brady took the more mild way. He negotiated the rocks very well. I don't think a lot of you in the room, those of you listening, had a chance to see that on social media. Very nimble and chilly water.
But careful of slipping. Yeah, that was not an easy path to get down there.
No, it wasn't. We'll recap the Northwestern game, look ahead to Penn State, obviously. We'll take our first break. We will get things going, and we'll get you filled in on how cool the water was at Lake Michigan when we visit with Brady Collins a bit later in the show. Badger fans, visit UWBadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's UWBadgers.com/contest. We'll take a break. We'll get her rolling. The Luke Fickell Radio Show, Camp Randall Live, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This is the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com, a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Mentioned the Badgers have won three straight, most recently last Saturday in Evanston, right by the lake, in their temporary stadium at Northwestern while they redo Ryan Field. As is usually the case down there, though, no matter the size of the venue, a lot of Badger fans were there, and that certainly was the case on Saturday. Mentioned, you know, Coach, three wins in a row. What's jumped out to you? What's impressed you the most about how your team has gone about winning these games the last 3 weeks?
I think it's consistency. I think that even from Purdue to
Rutgers
yeah. to Northwest, I mean, like, there's been a progression even there. And I don't know that everybody always sees it. It kind of probably looks similar because, you know, we've been fortunate enough to be in a pretty good place, you know, late in the games. But there has been even a progression in everything that we've done. We've had to handle some different things and some adversity. And I just think that guys have continued to be more consistent in what they're doing, more disciplined in what they're doing, and grow. And that's where, you know, even after the Purdue game, not just the second half of USC, I kind of went home. I was like, I feel like we're getting better. I know it doesn't always show, you know, but I'm talking about from a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, and as we've kind of continued to go, I've walked away each and every week thinking, okay, you never know how Saturday's always going to go. Like, you have this vision, and, you know, you got to be ready for whatever, but I felt like, you know, over the last 5 weeks that there has been a growth and a progression from the consistency to what we're doing and the poise to be able to execute.
Did the Northwestern game kind of play out the way you thought?
Yeah, I kind of figured it was going to be a little bit, I don't want to say tighter, but I mean, very difficult to do the things we wanted to do. And I meant that a little bit more offensively. And you know, you didn't know how they were going to react and respond to some of the venue and what the environment and atmosphere was going to be like. But in some ways, yeah, I think that after what happened last year and just knowing a little bit of the matchups, I kind of figured, like, this is going to be a tougher, hard-fought game that, in my mind, could go down to the fourth quarter.
And I was really impressed with the defensive line and how they were able to kind of hold up against that run game, and then you earn your right to go get after the quarterback. And a really good day for your defense.
No, and it starts up front. And I would say, more than anything, the guys that have – you know, over the last 3 or 4 weeks that have become, I don't want to say more, but doing the little things that we ask them to do, because each and every week's a little bit different. Last week was unique, right? I mean, there's a quarterback that you could look at the stats and say, well, he didn't have many sacks. And I was like, believe me, guys, if we have a bunch of sacks, that's not what we're looking for. The ability to keep this guy in the pocket, in order to squeeze the pocket, in order to make this guy throw from the pocket. Like, and I think each and every week, at least the last 3 or 4, those guys, what we've asked them to do may be a little bit different, you know, be unselfish, to not worry as much about maybe tackles for loss or even the sacks, but do the things that we need to do based on what the game plan looks like. And those guys have really grown and done a really good job.
That's tough to ask D linemen not to be selfish. Isn't it?
Well, for some, yes, you know,
take the gaps, yep, yeah, and don't go sack the
Nature, the nose guard kind of guys that, you know, that maybe don't get the recognition that some of the big offensive tackles get, and the contracts that the big offensive line guys get. You know, I mean, we're just, you know, exposable guys up inside that can take shots at us and cut us, and it doesn't really matter.
Send big fellas in motion.
Yeah,
and come
we'll
after
get to that. But yeah, no, but I do. It's unique, and everybody wants stats, and everybody wants to look at the end. And, you know, people, as you do better, they'll start to say, well, where can you get better? Well, you only have this many sacks. You only have this many tackles for loss. And sometimes you just got to really kind of look at, hey, what's the strengths of the guys that we got, and how does it fit for, you know, us moving forward and give us a chance to win? And I think what those guys are buying into even more is the game plan each and every week, and also recognizing what the strengths of our defense in particular can be.
And you're getting a lot of guys involved. I think, obviously, defensive line, you want to be able to rotate guys, keep them fresh, and guys are stepping into their roles and they're flourishing.
We have, and I think that's where you really have seen, and you know, not that there's been an 80-play game on defense just yet, I don't think. Maybe USC was a lot higher. But what you're seeing is there is a truly 8 guys playing. And I don't just mean guys in the last quarter quarter of the game. I mean, I'm talking about from the second series to the third series. You're playing 4 and 5 outside linebackers, and you're playing 5 inside guys, which gives us a chance as you get to those fourth quarters, as you get late in the second half, just like last week, that those body blows do take a toll, and our guys are really fresh.
I don't know if it's a jinx to bring this up. Hope not. But
then we're going to do it anyway.
It's in the notes, so I guess it's not a jinx. You guys aren't committing many penalties. That has cut down dramatically from the past few years, as a matter of fact.
Not last year.
I mean, yeah, well, I said it has cut down from last year.
Yeah.
But you talk about maturity with the team. That's a big part of it, right? I mean, you guys have been – and there was an instance in that – I think it was in the fourth quarter where there looked like there was a dust-up – it was a legal play that one of your linebackers with their quarterback.
There was a dust-up, yes.
But your guys, yeah, a couple of your guys were pulling your own teammates away. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's don't let this get out of hand here. Maybe it speaks to the maturity of a lot of guys.
I do think so, and that has a lot to do with penalties, right? I mean, there's aggressive penalties like we talk about. There's stupid penalties, and there's, like, you know, mature penalties or lack of maturity in penalties. And the last year, I think we were 76 in the country mm-hmm. in penalties, which is mid-range, which for us is not where we want to be. And I don't want to bring up the past, but when I was at Cincinnati, we averaged being about 122nd in the country over a six-year period. That's of 130 teams or so. We were a different
group. Well, then you're really improving. It's really getting
better. Well, no, we were not good in that category. And it was, you know, a little bit of the nature of some of the kids and the way that which we played and things like that. And as we came here, we said that, look, an advantage to us is we've got to be able to make sure that we're mature enough, we're disciplined enough to be able to, you know, not put ourselves in tougher situations. And that's what we've talked about. Last year we didn't. We were 76th or 74th in the country in penalties, and that's just not going to be in a position. Look, I don't want to be the least penalized team in the country. And people look at you, what do you mean? Well, I don't want to be passive. I don't want to say, well, no, don't ever hold the guy. Don't ever hit that quarterback. And, you know, don't be aggressive. Like, no, you're going to have some aggressive penalties, you know, but you got to make sure that you can eliminate the undisciplined ones and the stupid ones. And knock on wood, we've done a really good job this year.
Have you seen – I mean, it seemed like every kick was getting blocked in that game. It was a crazy special teams game. We, I think – you'd say feel pretty good about what the special teams brought, but there's some stuff to clean up.
No, there is.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. I mean, obviously two blocked field goals, you know, one for us and one for them, a block punt, and some other opportunities as well. And that's where, especially going on the road, you have to be really sharp. You have to be really – in particular in the special teams. Because in this league, it's very difficult on the road. And we did some really good things, and there's some things that, you know, even though it was a really good game that – believe me, we are harping upon this week in particular, the field goal, the punt return stuff that that we pride ourselves and want to make sure that that's a part of the discipline things that we do, and we got to take advantage of all those opportunities.
How surprised were you at Matt and I were shocked that we had talked about what Northwestern was going to do, that they decided after they got that first down at the end, that was the key play in the game, and we're sitting there saying, thank you very much. I know you can't say that. But I'm guessing you were pretty happy that that's how it shook out.
Well, obviously, it's the results. And that's what I said to our guys on Sunday. I said, look, guys, our job is not, you know, to critique or to evaluate what somebody else does. Our job is to take advantage of every opportunity that's presented to us. And if they want to throw the ball with 50 seconds to go from their own end zone, then that's their prerogative. But our job is to try to take advantage of it. And, you know, you're right. I mean, we misfit, you know, the second down play after we called a timeout and they get a first down. Then, as most offenses would say, okay, well, if you get the first down, now you can be aggressive. Well, they didn't realize the first down only put them on the 11 or the 14, and they got a penalty. Then they're throwing back out of their own end zone. So I'm sure if you ask Coach, he would, if there's one thing he'd like to have back from that game, that would be one of them. But we got to make sure that we learn from those situations as well, and we don't have to, you know, make our own mistakes to learn from things like that.
We figured you were just playing chess. Let him get that first down.
Let him get the first down. Give him some idea that, hey, we can do this.
I have noticed that defensive linemen are really starting to point out when guys flinch. And that five-yard penalty was huge because then they did it. And I don't know if that's something you've noticed too, but now it is. Oh!
Well,
which is annoying from an
because I mean,
yeah,
exactly. But because that's all these guys try to do, they try to get every advantage they can, and you're not allowed to say move. You're not allowed to say a word because now they clap. Everybody claps, but yet when they before the game, they tell the officials that hey, we go on a verbal cadence too, so the defense cannot say be verbal because every now and then we go on a verbal cadence. So it's like, well, what advantage does the D line even have, right? I mean. The only chance we got is if one of you big guys sneeze and accidentally flinch
a
little bit.
A little flinchy.
We could point it out, you know? I mean, maybe it was just the hunger growling, the
could
belly
be.
Growl of a
could
hunger.
Be.
That, you
yeah,
know,
it
was getting late in that first half, and he was ready for that peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What happened.
Peanut butter
and
jelly sandwich you get
half
to, yeah, there you go.
That
halftime that you O-lineman got to have.
That's what I love about this show, the O-line and the D-line. It just every time we do this. We'll take a break. More to come. We'll check in with Director of Football Strength and Conditioning, Brady Collins. We'll hear from him, and we'll have much more to come as we continue with the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a moment on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Need reliable electrician services? Look no further than Vans Electric. They've got the experts ready to help with wiring, lighting, and even full electrical installation. Their expertise doesn't stop there. Thanks to their partnership with Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, all your heating and air conditioning needs can also be met. Together, they're your one-stop shop for keeping your home powered, comfortable, and safe. Call Vans Electric at Blue Flame Heating and Cooling at 715-268-2264 today.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, former UN Ambassador Susan Rice will join us at 10:33. Hour number two, all things sports with Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory, and 107.5 FM, W298DK, Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Broadcasting to Amory and northwestern Wisconsin at 1260 AM.
Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley,
we're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. In touch with the City of Lakes.
In touch with you.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on Air.
Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK. Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Host of Rational Revolution, Mark Becker, in with a big announcement. And friend of the show, Matt Flynn, looking at the day's headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on Air.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Big crowd here. Thanks, everybody, who came out in person at the Evans Transportation Victory Hall here at Camp Randall Stadium. As advertised, we talked about him. Now we get to hear from him. Give it up for the Badger Football Strength and Conditioning Director, Brady Collins, and Michael Phelps, imitator, all of that. We'll get to, like, the job of you know, developing these guys, getting bigger, stronger, faster. But how cold was the water at Lake
Michigan? It was not cold at all.
No?
It felt amazing. I mean, it was 70 degrees, you know. The water was clear, and I had to get in it.
A deal is a deal, right?
Deal's a deal. It started on Thursday with Will Pauling and Tretch. They were working out, and I said, hey, if both you guys score, I'm jumping in the lake. And they're like, bet. And then Braden Locke worked out, and I said, hey, you score a rushing touchdown – because I always get on to him about scoring a rushing touchdown because he is faster. I said, I'm jumping in the lake. He said, all right. And then the O-line came in. I said, hey, you guys, we rush for over 200 yards. I'm jumping in the lake. And then I told the team on Thursday, I said, when we win, I'm jumping in the lake. So I had to jump in the lake.
Did all of those come true?
They all came true. I don't know about Will, the 200 yards rushing. Will didn't score. Tretch didn't score. Braden did run. Yeah, so he had a rush, which I was jacked anyway. For. I was jacked for.
He's got anyway. Two of them now. Oh, he is faster.
He's got wheels. He does. He's got some wheels. Yeah.
You really just wanted to jump in the lake. Is
I
what
did.
This sounds
I was sweating, so it was hot. And
he had already checked the weather report, too.
I did check the weather report.
It was a nice day.
And luckily we found a route, and it was refreshing. It was well worth it. So
that had to be the toughest part because you start looking, those rocks are slick. There wasn't like a nice little carved out path.
No, there
wasn't. You weren't going to jump in. You had to kind of find your way.
I wanted to jump in.
But we were up in the booth, and we were looking like, why is everybody turning hard right? and sprinting, and then we found out, well, it's because you made that bet.
It is. So when we got to the stadium, I was like, man, that lake's kind of farther than I thought. Because on TV, it looks like it's right there. So I was like, this is going to be easy. And then you see all the blockades and the security and all that. I'm like, there's no way they're going to let me through. So there was like 8 minutes left in the fourth. I sent one of my guys. I was like, hey, you got to find me a route. And then a couple minutes before the game was over, he turned to me and he's like, you better get your ass in that lake. And I said, I'm getting there. And luckily, I don't know how it happened, but we found a route. And as soon as the game was over, I just took off. And it was like their people were just like opening up. They're like, go right ahead. And found a way and traversed the rocks and made it in.
So who do you think was the most – what player was most excited to sit? Maybe you've been hard on them and they're like, oh, let's see this guy suffer. Is there somebody that was really excited to see it?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I suffered. But, yeah, I'm sure they all were happy just because, you know, I told them I'd do it. You know, they performed well. They got the job done. And, you know, I'm a man of my word. So I was more than happy to do it. And I'd do it 20 times again.
Got to do it. Got to have some fun with all this.
You have to. You have to. Yeah.
There's a question. Tausch, you brought up a great point Saturday. I talked to Vinny Anthony a couple weeks ago, and I asked him, I said, put your relay team together. You're 4x1 on this team. And he mentioned R.J. DeLancey,
okay.
Will Pauling,
yep.
Obviously Vinny, and he wanted Quincy to run the anchor.
Oh, yeah.
And Tausch, you remember what you asked? You said, okay, that's fine. I bet you there are four other guys that
for
would
sure.
say,
yeah.
Let me go. Who would they be?
Xavier Lucas, no doubt. I would throw Tretch up there. Four other guys. Man, that's tough.
So you're taking that group, the first group.
That first group's pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah,
but I would – you got to have Xavier Lucas in there. That's a 4-4 guy. I mean, but, yeah, Quincy is a burner, and I think he had him in the leg.
In the
right?
anchor.
Yeah,
yeah,
the anchor. Okay.
There's a couple others that you could throw in. I don't know that.
Yeah, Curtis Neal, I'd throw in there. Joe Brunner.
the big man relay.
Physical. You got to be physical in the
them
relay.
Them big dogs, we'll throw them in
we
there.
We didn't say that there was any rules in this
yeah,
race.
There's no rules. Gets,
right. yeah, no rules relay.
There's no rules. Yeah, but, yeah, we're fortunate. We got a lot of guys that are blessed with some really good speed. So
I remember talking to you before camp started. I think folks would be interested. Year two. You know, in a lot of ways, everybody like, okay, we kind of have an idea now. How was that better for you and the guys in the weight room? Winter conditioning, spring, summer. What did you notice different this time around as opposed to year one?
I think a hunger and, they knew what the expectation was. Like, you know, they knew this is how we train. This is why we do it. This is, you know, what we're trying to accomplish from what we're doing. And, you know, it's not always about who can bench the most. Like, nobody cares. They really don't. I don't care. Nobody cares who can squat the most. It's all about what can you do inside that room to make you a better football player and a better man. And all that stuff, you know, yes, if you put the work in, if you, you know, give an insane effort and you're straining and you're pushing yourself and not only yourself but everybody around you to be the best version of yourself, to be great, then good things are going to take care of itself. So I think we just had a really good group of leadership of guys that set the tone, set the standard. And then, you know, the young guys that came in that really were hungry as well. And, you know, just a understanding of, hey, this is what we're trying to do. This is where we need to go. And this is how it should be done.
Brady, who are some of the guys that you really saw take a big jump from your first year to what we're seeing now?
I think one guy that really stands out is Jack Nelson. I mean, really do. Like, you know, just changing his mindset, his body, you know, his work ethic, his leadership, all those types of things, that's huge for him. Braden Locke, I mean, he's a guy who came in 185 pounds, you know, skinny, and, you know,
not
really
sure
transformed.
I don't think he ever had
he's
lifted
never,
much.
Yeah, he never lifted much at all. You know, it's hard to pinpoint because there's so many guys that you could really, you know, I mean, honestly, one of my ones that stands out the most is Nizir Fourcreen. I mean, you know, got to us late from Grand Valley, coming off of surgery, 170 pounds, soaking wet, you know, played a lot of ball for us last year, but probably wasn't his best version of himself. You know, this offseason, he puts on 20 pounds of muscle. He's one of our hardest practice players. He's one of our hardest workout. He's an absolute dude inside and out. He's all business, all football. And, but you know, I could be up here for hours going about everybody, but
well, we got 20 more minutes.
Well, you mentioned too, that, you know, the leadership and you go back to the off season guys like, you know, Jake Chaney came, you mentioned him like right away.
Yeah.
Waller, guys who really that all that stuff matters. You talk about leadership in October, but that really starts many months prior, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And you know, I always say it's almost like, you know, those guys make me a better coach. It's almost like cheating sometimes, because when you're training those guys, they're an extension of you. But also, I mean, I always say, like, you know, anybody can run a workout, but when those guys take over and they're running the group and they're holding everybody accountable, that's when you know you got good things happening. And you know, we were very blessed to have guys like Chaney, like Hunter Wohler, Will Pauling, Jack Nelson, Joe Brunner, Jake Renfro, a bunch of other guys that have really done that.
How is it that you keep it fresh? Because if you're the same guy and you're doing the rah-rah and all that stuff that bring that energy, how do you keep it fresh so that the guys, is it competitive? What are some of the things you do that kind of separate it and it's not just Groundhog Day when you come in?
Man, that everybody's welcome to come see how that is, because I don't even know if I can explain it. A lot of it has to do with music. You know, I mean,
not Yacht Rock or who's playing.
It's anything. I mean,
who's playing Saturday?
If you come in, hey, today at 11 a.m., when Hunter Wohler comes in and Nice Air for Queen, it's going to be a little bit of Adele. There's going to be some Yacht Rock. There's going to be some Queen. Wow. Then there's going to be some crazy rap. Like, you know, you play to the crowd, obviously. But you just try to be exactly what those kids need, you know. And I think the biggest thing is just being consistent. If I change and I, you know, deter from who I truly am, those kids will see that right away. And, you know, the biggest thing that I always want to be is positive, right? I want to be uplifting. I know that not everybody's looking forward to maybe lifting on Sunday, whether, you know, it was a great performance the prior day or not. But, like, you got to do it. Like, you got to flush the body. You got to get pushing back through it. And you got to train hard like you do. Like, you know, just like in life, football is hard. And so you got to push through things. You got to continue to train, take care of your body, your mind more than anything. But, you know, I'm fortunate. I got a great staff. But, again, you mix it up. You be who you are, and you got to have fun
with
it.
That's what I would say. I would say that there's times where, yes, there's some consistency in everything that they do. But there are different – like, your workout group isn't always going to be the same people. And – the thing that they do, it's not like maybe the old school days when I came in, I knew that there was going to be, okay, we've got to do our lunges, we've got to do our shrugs, we've got to do our – and it was the same card, maybe with some different, like, percentages and weights. But, like, they just – they don't do the same things, which I think is really valuable. You're getting the same body parts and the same work, but he's going to mix it up, meaning maybe we're doing a machine this time, maybe we're doing something else this time, maybe we're going to the back room. You know, and even at times they switch up, like, who's training them. Usually you have your group – but obviously then they can switch the groups up and things, and every guy is a little bit different in the things that they use. So I think that keeps it really fresh, really different. Obviously the you know, the music and different things like that, but I think that maybe you don't even notice that because he's doing it, that gives those guys an opportunity. You know, all of a sudden you're switching up those groups. Now, you know, Jake Chaney's in with some other guys that he has to even be a greater motivator than – you know, it just becomes one of those things that if I do the same thing every single day. So I think a lot of that mix-up makes it who it is and makes them what they are.
And how important is the mental side of this? Because I think everybody just thinks, hey, go move a ton of weight, do this. But you mentioned Jack and the mental component to it. How much of that, because, you know, Bobby Knight came and talked to us at one point and said, mental is to physical as four is to one. The mental part of it is just as important as getting these guys strong in the weight room.
It is, 100%. And, you know, I think that just goes back to, you know, everything that our program entails, and it starts from the top, obviously, but, you know, we drive and we instill that as well. Like I was saying, nobody really truly cares how much you bench and squat and all that stuff, but you got to work hard. You got to put in the work. And I think more than anything is the way that we do things. Yes, you're going to be with the boys. Yes, it's going to be challenging. Yes, it's going to be hard, which it should be, but it's also going to be a positive environment where we're not going to let you fail, and it's going to be uplifting. And that's how you grow. That's how you succeed. And when you see the camaraderie around the room of the guys not letting each other down and wanting to be better for each other, selfishly, you know, and unselfishly, to do better things on the field, that's what it's all about.
Hey, can you get a pretty good gauge on that just through your summer workouts? I know Squat Fest is always a ton of fun to be around, but you see and then that how that carries over when maybe things aren't going well in the third quarter and you need someone to pick it up. Do you can you see that correlation?
I mean, sometimes, you know, I mean, I'm not going to lie, like, it's not, you know, what we do on Squat Fest doesn't mean that we're going to win games. Like, it's the daily consistent grind that we do, the, you know, the effort and the work that we put in every single day behind closed doors, not just, you know, the one day where there's lights and all that stuff. But, you know, I would be you know, not biased to say that, like, I do think that there are things that when we do in the weight room and in the off season and in training camp, when things are hard and it's grinding every single day, no doubt that shows up on the field.
Yeah, and I think that what they do is the mental challenge. Like you said, we take numbers. Yes, we do, you know, the combine testing days. He does the lifting days. We don't hold those things. We don't, like, all of a sudden, like, oh, that guy's a great player because he's – but it's the consistency. It's the grind. It's the ability to kind of train him mentally, because my favorite word to him is, oh, hey, so-and-so did this. And I said, well, you know what? Those weights don't fight back, you know. And at some point in time, all of a sudden, they're going to put a helmet on. And guess what? That guy across from him, he not only bunch 135 pounds, but he swings back. And you get to see – so I think the greatest thing for me is we're on the same page. We understand that what we're training is there – yes, our muscles, but really it's the mind. And so the grind or the competition, the what they create in there and the energy is really what the culture of the program wants to be on a consistent basis. Does that mean we got to play music? Okay, then we'll play music. But it's the competitive spirit. It's the camaraderie. It's the competitive nature that is way more important that those guys do in there and find a way to make it fun. And I think that's probably the key. And again, not everybody loves just to get beat up on the squat rack, right? But, like, when you're having fun with it in a way where it doesn't matter whether you're a guy that's squatting 650 or I'm a guy that's squatting 250, like, it's still everybody's, you know, in a positive light. And I think that's where the mental side of things is so important for that room.
Final thought, Luke, when I see you guys on the practice field, you guys are often together. You're talking, I mean, as much as you lean on everybody on your staff, is it fair to say that that's a big part of Brady and his importance, which encompasses so many things. But
oh yeah,
he's a great feedback guy, just kind of getting you the pulse of things.
It's so much because those guys, they do. I mean, we try to keep the negativity of anything like playing time and punishments and things like that out of that room and the guys that him and his staff, because it is a very positive, uplifting environment. As hard as those guys work and as tough as it is, so sometimes I really do believe they've got a different relationship, and he can have the pulse of the team on a Sunday, whether it's a win or a loss, and I'm always going to be down there going to him and say, what do you see, what do you think, what do you hear, you know, because you get this the report, like, you know, there's Tauscher. Oh, Tauscher got another thigh bruise and I don't know what he can do today. And then I go down to Brady and he's like, he just squatted 525 pounds, I got him going and he's good. And then the trainer's like, well, I don't know if he can go today. And I look at it and Bray's like, oh, no, he can go. Don't worry. Will Pauling just squatted. He's going to be fine. And so they might be in the training room, like Tausch is over there telling him he can't go today. And then all of a sudden he goes in and Coach Brady gets him going. And I don't know how he does it to you, but we get your big butt
you
back out there.
Anything for you.
So, yes, there is a lot of connection, and there's not a lot of exact science into some of the things that are done, but the mental side of things, it's really important.
You know, and you love what you do, too, and it shows,
yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah.
Your day starts when?
I get up at 4:30.
Okay.
Yep, and then, you know, I might hit snooze a couple times. Depends on how many kids are in our bed. And then, yeah, get in. I mean, we'll have 6 a.m. workouts for young guys that are developmental. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
And big guys.
And big guys.
Every young guy, every big guy in the you know, would be in there.
We have
at 6
a special big guy.
Oh, that sounds 6 fun.
Little mobility, flexibility,
yeah,
little all
those
that kind of
loose
stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
They have to be there at 6 every day for the young
little
guys.
Little woosah, you know, one of those. But, yeah, you know, starts early, but, you know, we're there always for those guys. And, you know, whatever they need, we're there.
We appreciate you being here. We appreciate you negotiated the rocks and the nice and safe.
Yep.
And,
what do you think he's going to – what'll be the thing down in Nebraska or Iowa? Is it you start thinking ahead? Are you going to pass the baton to somebody else?
Let's just win, and that'll take care of itself. But I know we got cold tubs here, so I'll jump in a cold tub. I don't care.
Whatever needs to be done.
Whatever needs to be done. I don't care. As long as the boys do well, it's all that matters.
Appreciate your time, as always. Thanks, Brady. Give it up, Brady Collins. We'll take a break. More to come as the Luke Fickell Show Camp Randall Live edition continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Rolling on with the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Our coverage on Saturday, by the way, starts at 4:30. Kickoff set for 6:30, actually 6:40, if you want to be exact, for the Badgers and the Penn State Nittany Lions. But thanks to Brady Collins, he'd fire you up to this day.
Yeah, he's fun. You could tell, and I know, you know, Luke obviously looks at that position because that's where the guys spend their most time, mm-hmm. The off season and. You know, a lot of times, I mean, between that and the training staff, it's not just about, and why I ask the mental part of it is because it's not just about the physical stuff. It's also about getting to gauge where guys are at. And really, they're so vital to everybody's career, not only from the physical side of it, but from the mental side of it. When you see guys develop, a lot of it falls at their feet.
They gush players. I don't even have to ask. They just they mention Brady and his staff right away, how many of the respect and – they genuinely like those guys, too, which goes a long way. But the respect – and these guys, too, Luke, you get these before and after pictures. And I would think that's a motivator for guys like, oh, this is really working. And then they can't wait to get back in there for the next session.
That is important. I mean, those guys – the thing about that room in general is if you work hard, you're going to see a progression, right? I mean, it doesn't always happen on the football field, right? You can go out there and work hard and just keep getting beat up. Right, maybe you're not quite as strong, but like when you see numbers, whether you're started off strong or not, you see a progression that just naturally happens. You see some of those pictures and your body changes. It's amazing how that really helps those guys mentally in a lot of different ways. And it's always been important to us, you know, in you know, since we've been together in our program. But you'd be amazed at how much further that even goes. Like, I know we all have mental health specialists now, you know, we didn't have them when we first started, even at Cincy, but like. I would tell you this, that even though we had them, the guys would be most comfortable going and sitting and talking with those guys and his staff, and you'd get more from those guys, and they would spend more time helping guys out, whatever's going on in their lives, just because of the impact that they've had, you know, because guys see their bodies change, guys see their numbers change, guys just feel better when they leave those guys, and no matter where it's been, those guys have been something a lot more than just a strength coach.
No doubt. Coach, before we get into the Penn State game, I just want, for my own clarity standpoint, the substitution rules when the offense goes out there, and if it's like 20 seconds and all of a sudden they bring in nickel, do you have, and not that you would have your D lineman do this or anybody else,
yeah, we would.
But the slow jog to force a timeout, we saw that. Is that a little gamesmanship on both sides of it?
We call it baseball. And then if we're going hockey, then that means you better hustle.
Okay.
So, yeah, it that's one of the only, I think, kind of things left for the defense to kind of control is if they substitute it. It's a way of slowing the game down. It's a way of, you know, having yourself to have some poise. But it you got to make sure you're doing the thing right. I mean, you got to know that there's a substitution. So there is obviously a bit of gamesmanship, and you've seen a couple timeouts have to be called on the other side. If you substitute, so our rule is offense, like you cannot substitute after 15 seconds. So if there's 15 seconds left and we make a sub, I can almost guarantee you, or they, let's say the other team, they make a sub and there's 14 seconds left on the play clock.
Timeout coming.
There's no way that guy's going to get off the field. We're going, whoa. They're going to give you 3 seconds. Now it's going to go down to 10. And then we're going to sub at the very last second. And then we're going to tell you baseball. And the guy's going to take his time. And it's going to, unless they're going to be 5 yards, I mean, they're going to have to call a timeout. And we're the same way. It can happen to us on offense. We can't sub after that point because you're at the mercy of the defense.
Yeah, you watch games, and sometimes with these late subs, you can see a defensive guy kind of picking up the tempo to get off the field, and then all of a sudden he hits the brakes. Slow down now, and then turn it into the manager walking to the mound, right, as you say, baseball.
It is. And I'm like, even if it's not to get a penalty, it's also to let those guys kind of gather themselves, right? I mean, you can get a little bit of an advantage. You can see the formation. You can make some things happen. You can make some checks as those guys are getting ready. And so it is one way defensively you have some control over the ability to how fast the game is going. Otherwise, you don't. You're at the mercy of how fast that ball put down, how fast can they snap it. And so offensively, that's why it's unique that you got to make sure you're substituting at certain times, and that's going to slow the game down.
We got about 2 minutes left. Quickly on Penn State, a team that I guess you could say safely it's a very creative team offensively with what it does, with its motions. Your thoughts on the guy who's getting a ton of attention nationally now, number 44, Tyler Warren, their tight end, who seems like he does a little bit of everything out there?
He does. He's a really, really good football player. I have not played against him, but every team that they've played has had more respect for him even after they've played him. Sometimes you could say, well, hey, he's wide open. He's, 35 of his 40 catches, he's been uncontested. Like, he does a really good job. They do a really good job at finding ways to use him and to get him into situations. And he causes a lot of havoc because you got to pay attention to him. And it opens up a lot of things for the other guys as well.
They got some guys on defense, too, that are going to be a big challenge.
They are. They are a very talented football team on both sides of the ball. I know that as a guy, obviously, speaking to the guys up front, and that's where the game starts, they are very talented up front on the defensive line, and that'll be a challenge for us. And that's one of those things we're going to have poise to be able to manage it because you can't simulate it, right? I mean, you could go against the defense, and you can say this, but until you get out there, until you actually go in that first series to recognize, the difference of the speed and the quickness of some of those guys, you're going to have to be able to adjust.
I appreciate your time, as always. Good luck on Saturday night against Penn State.
Thank you.
Head coach Luke Fickell. We'll take a break. Tausch and I back to wrap things up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Pat Kreitlow. Thursday morning, two more of the candidates seeking to take the Wisconsin legislature in a new direction. Steve Doyle of La Crosse and Lou Ann Bird of suburban Milwaukee.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Broadcasting to Amory and northwestern Wisconsin at 1260 AM.
Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley,
we're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. In touch with the City of Lakes.
In touch with you.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we'll dive into Kamala Harris's policies with Earl Ingram. Plus, are GOP polls rigging the averages in favor of Trump? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. In touch with the City of Lakes.
In touch with you.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Broadcasting to Amory and northwestern Wisconsin at 1260 AM.
Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley,
we're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. In touch with the City of Lakes.
In touch with you.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
That'll be fun on Saturday night, 6:40 kick. Our coverage starts at 4:30. Your old coach said, make it big. Make it a big game. Credit to these guys. They've made it a big game.
You earn the right to play in these big games by winning the games before it, and that sets up these bigger ones. And under the lights, undefeated, number three team in the country coming in here, and you can do something special that every player that's coming out here for Wisconsin can do. It's going to be exciting. I can't wait.
Credit to Northwestern doing what they can with their temporary stadium. I'm guessing the atmosphere is going to be a little different here on Saturday. I'll see you at the tailgate at 4?
We'll
stop by. It's
wait
free.
For me.
It's
yeah,
free.
I'll see you there.
All right. Our coverage starts at 4:30. Kick 6:30 or 6:40 thereabouts. Be there. Have fun. Get crazy. Enjoy a great college football matchup, Wisconsin and Penn State, Saturday night on the Badger Sports Network. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Need reliable electrician services? Look no further than Vans Electric. They've got the experts ready to help with wiring, lighting, and even full electrical installation. Their expertise doesn't stop there. Thanks to their partnership with Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, all your heating and air conditioning needs can also be met. Together, they're your one-stop shop for keeping your home powered, comfortable, and safe. Call Vans Electric at Blue Flame Heating and Cooling at 715-268-2264.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.